Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're going to get people come Corvallis over Cajun Restaurant Go Beavers.
Coming up here shortly, we'll slide over back into the NFL. Our guy might be cooked. Might be time to hang it up.
Dude.
Call it a day. In such a sad, sad fashion. You know, the NFL... Boy, when the NFL's done with you sometimes, and I don't mean like career-wise, I mean like when they call it for you on a season, boy, they call it.
They pivot.
Yep. They get real hard on that.
All right, on to the next.
Yep. And they'll chew you up and spit you out. We'll get to that in about 15 minutes. But it's Chauncey Billups' day in court today. Was not wearing a Clutch Sportswear sweatshirt, probably much to the excitement of Clutch Sportswear.
Mm.
I imagine they don't love that. But he pleaded not guilty in federal court on charges in New York City of money laundering, conspiracy, and wire fraud. Both carry a maximum punishment of 20 years in prison. His co-defendants also charged with running an illegal gambling business and engaging in extortion conspiracy. Chauncey Billups was released on a $5 million bond. He put up his house in Colorado as collateral. And his daughter, who works for the Timberwolves, she co-signed his bonds. He didn't say much, answered yes or no questions to the judge, did not speak afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Where you're looking at this from the Blazers side of things and the progression of this, the judge in the case did not set a trial, but the hope is September of 2026.
Whoa.
This is a federal case. These don't move quick. He is due back in court, was it March 4th, for a status update on the case. And if you're wondering what the case kind of looks like, because the evidence isn't presented now, the prosecution, the federal side of this, claims they have over a terabyte of evidence.
That's not good, because a terabyte of evidence, while it could be some video, mm-hmm. are probably a lot of documents of small size. Does hearing that a terabyte of evidence got to scare you a lot more if you're a Billups fan?
It's intended to do that.
Yeah.
So in the indictment, in any indictment, they're not going to tell you everything, because they're not going to give the legal team the preparation to say this is everything. It's just here, there, there. Eventually they will get access to those things, mm-hmm. you know, as they head into court, if they do head to court. But these cases, these federal cases, they have an 89% conviction rate.
And that's down over the last few years,
yeah.
because before that, they were a higher conviction rate.
But they don't bring these to court Mm-mm. without having the goods.
It's like one of the few times they don't waste our tax dollars.
Yep. Because, well, I mean, you're spending so much time on it.
That right.
Either the payoff has to be there, or you have to cut bait.
Yeah, and especially when it's not about the high-profile NBA players. It's about the mafia situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, you know, these NBA guys, I mean, I'm sure the federales are... you know, not stoked, but they're probably like, ooh, a little cherry on top that there's, you know, high profile celebrities from a sporting league.
Well, it gives them the paparazzi.
Exactly.
And the eyeballs on it.
But the reality is it's trying to control the black market, and that starts with the mafia. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if they're going to bring the mafia into the spotlight to try to take down, they're going to make sure they've crossed all their T's and dotted all their I's. And maybe in this situation they have. Dude, that's got to be such an absolute awful situation to be in. I'm not going back to court till March.
Mm-hmm. And you're not going to start the
trials. It's not even Thanksgiving.
A year out.
So I'm a year into this before anything goes down? Because when did Chance get arrested? Early October?
Yeah. It's after the morning after the first game.
Dude, that's a rough.
So October, what, 23rd, 24th?
So he's just going to go back to Colorado and just sit in his house for a year? Just
chilling for basically a year, yeah.
Dude.
With the court appearance in March.
I'm not going to lie. I've got a giant list in my bathroom of non-extradition countries.
Mm. October 23rd.
23rd, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Emmanuel Clase came back to New York, and I was like, what is wrong with you, dude? You were out of the country.
You didn't want to get tagged and bagged out of the country.
Yeah,
I'm sure
I guess
they don't treat you well.
Boy, I feel for the guy.
So this whole idea of, like, you know, if you're the Blazers, you're a Blazers fan, you want resolution to this, it's not coming.
No, it's not coming.
The only way that happens if there's some sort of plea deal.
Yeah, and the reality is...
Or Chauncey can prove his innocence. Those are your two paths.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this goes to trial.
Yeah, and as this texter points out, if you're guilty, you don't care how long it takes. The longer it takes, the less time you're in prison. But pay it now and pay it later. Like, that's your choice. I personally would rather have a prison start today. If I'm 5 years in prison, I'd rather be, you know, I mean, maximum 20. You won't get 20. But if it's 5 years in federal penitentiary, dude, start me tomorrow.
Well, I mean, it's easy to say that, but, you know, you get into that. You know.
I guess you'd have a year to, like, say goodbye and wrap up some things and tell your wife you love her.
It's tough, man.
Boy. Yeah, the interesting thing will be when the Blazers can, like, pull the trigger and fire him,
The league's going to decide that, I think.
Yeah.
Because there's just too many variables.
And you don't have to worry about money because he's not getting any of that money until this stuff figures out. Or if he's not getting paid at all.
It's not getting put in escrow. He's not getting paid.
Yeah, yeah. And even if he were to get paid, you'd get it back anyway.
We'll say, though, there was a mild change at Moda. Tiago Splitter has moved into that office where the door was closed with Chauncey. I walked into the locker room the other day, and then Tiago was in the office. So they're at least trying to have some sort of normalcy.
I mean, that's what I would do. I mean, if I'm the Blazers, I'm trying to move on ASAP.
The thing is, you can't, though.
Well, I know, but I would like to.
But you try to do things that, you know, where there's not the reminder of the closed door every day.
Exactly. Well, it might be time to move on in the NFL for this team, as Sunday Night Football was not good to you. And we as a show are very, very sad about that. It hurts us because we were big, big fans. And, well, she gone. NFL next, but first, there's Casey with sports. 503-864-6326 is the fan text line. Also, the YouTube chats. Fighting Joel in there right now about UW Oregon. Never thought I'd ever in my entire life be so pro-Oregon. Usually I'm like you when things happen like that. I just vote for mass chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
the old sweet meteor of death.
Yeah, yeah. You can't tie in college football, but maybe this is the time to try it out.
Mm.
It's sometimes how I look at it. But that's that. We'll slide over to the NFL. You know, shame on me, if I'm being honest with you. Shame on me, because I sat down last night on the couch, ready to rumble, popcorn ready, the whole shebang, as I was ready to watch our Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield. The little engine that could, the most needed person on any team in football, play the Rams.
And he died. I should have known this was coming. Everything that you like.
That's not true. I like Dante Moore. He looked real good.
Everything that you like eventually dies.
That is true, dude. My Liverpool team sucks. Mm. I lost Brandon Sprague's Nottingham Forest 3-0.
We'd love to see
at home.
We love to see
it. Are you kidding me?
Wonderful.
They might get relegated.
Beautiful.
Yeah, things that I like are never good. It was really sad to see. When Baker went down at the end of the first half after chucking that ball not very far, and you saw him on the ground, dude, I could tell he was hurt, but I could, like, feel him through the television.
You know, what's funny is they're scrolling across the ticker right now. Bucks not ruling out Mayfield for Sunday.
Well,
he's got a sprained shoulder.
Well, it's because it's all you got, dude. Old Two Gloves should be coaching high school right now.
It's just like, come on, man. What are we doing here?
I felt really bad for him. I could feel him on the turf, kind of knowing his season has slipped away. And that's a tough place to be.
The injuries are just, they were just too much, man. They were just too much.
And boy, did he try his damnedest to overcome those injuries. And what's worse is, like, they're starting to get healthy. I think there's reports that Bucky could be back this coming week.
He's supposed to be back
Godwin's,
for 3 weeks.
Godwin's, you know, getting there. Also, I think part of it is, look, the Rams are just really good. I was really critical on Matt Stafford in the comparison to Sam Darnold's game against the Seahawks last week. Matt Stafford was great.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
He was fantastic.
He had a bounce back game. He was phenomenal.
That's why you see the MVP leader in old man Matt Stafford. And the defense was good. They gave Baker fits all game.
Stafford's last 8 games, 25 passing touchdowns, 0 picks.
That'll do it.
That'll do, pig.
The Rams, to me, are no question the best team in football. I'm not talking the NFC. I'm talking football. Who's better?
I don't want to say that they are, because their running game leaves
to be desired.
Yeah, but their defense is very good. Stafford is very good. Their wide receivers are very good. I mean, they've got weapons and seemingly 9 tight ends. It's just like they just find a guy over and over and over and over again at tight end. It's like, how the hell does this keep happening? But I look at that team. I'm not going to argue with you. They're 9-2. They've got a great offense. They've got a great defense.
Well, and I think a lot of it, too, is when I look around and think about the best teams in the NFL, okay, let's say the Patriots, okay? Love Drake May. He's a kid. I have no idea. Buffalo Bills. Josh has been okay, but the Bills have a lot of issues on their team. The Seahawks, they got a Rams problem.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Darnold turns the ball over too much.
The Rams are 9-2. The Patriots are 10-2. But here's
I like
here's
the Colts,
difference.
But they've been exposed the last couple weeks. The Eagles, don't get me started. We'll do that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're the most complete team. And of all those teams that are competing, nobody, and I will 10 toes down, nobody is playing smarter, more efficient quarterback play than Matt Stafford.
Which is why he's leading the MVP.
And which is why he's bona fide Hall of Famer. He won that Super Bowl, and we were like, yeah, now he's Hall of Famer, hun. It's like, since then, he's been the most impressed. I have been the most impressed of him since winning that Super Bowl than I ever was in his entire career.
Well, the Rams lead the NFL in point differential, plus 127. These are your top point differential teams. The Rams at 127, Colts at 112, Seahawks at 107, Patriots at 92, Lions at 83, and weirdly enough, the Chiefs at plus 76. But the thing about this is you go through these teams, what do they kind of all have in common? Yeah, the quarterback play and offense, but they're all good defenses.
Mm-hmm.
Rams, good defense. Colts, good defense. Seahawks, good defense. Patriots, good defense. Lions, good defense. Chiefs, good defense. Broncos, good defense. Packers, good defense. Texans, good defense.
So if all
those
things,
are your top point differential teams.
So if all things are created equal, then you got to find the side piece that's going to elevate you to another level.
And who's the best quarterback of the Rams, Colts, Seahawks, Patriots, Lions, Chiefs, Broncos, Packers? It's Stafford.
It's Stafford, and it's not close. No. It's Jordan Love, I got questions. Bo Nix, I got questions.
Who's
Drake
the next,
May is young. Daniel Jones is Daniel Jones.
The next best quarterback in this list is Mahomes by resume, but...
But we'll get to them tomorrow, too. There's nothing that says to me, ooh, yeah, look out for him.
Jared Goff. That's the thing. Is like
sure, Goff. But fair on Goff.
But after that, it gets really interesting. It's Jones. It's Darnold. It's Bo Nix. It's Jordan Love. It's C.J. Stroud. Like, it is a whole lot of like.
That's a craps table like no one's seen. I would go Sam Darnold
probably,
but. Question mark?
Yeah. If you said Drake May, I'd be like, you can make an argument.
I love Drake May, but we've never seen him in this position, and I don't want to just cast him off because we've never seen it. Because I think there was some guy we never heard of named Tom Brady who went on to win, you know, 7 Super Bowls and did it as a kid, middle and late. So I don't want to like axe off Drake May per se, but I got to see it first. You know, it's like Jaden Daniels. Oh, he could be good. I got to see it first.
Yeah, for sure.
Jared Goff has been like real wishy-washy this year. Jordan Love, don't get me started on my Super Bowl pick on Jordan Love.
Stafford is far and above the best quarterback in the league right now.
And Daniel Jones looks good if that running game is going, but that running game wasn't going.
There's an if.
And they lost. Mm-hmm. I think it's Stafford and the Rams, and I don't think it's close.
You know what? You've talked
I think they get
it.
Into a shootout
it's
with
the Rams.
I think they could. I think the Eagles could give them a run, but not if they do what they do in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
No way, shape, or form.
I think the Lions are probably their biggest competition.
I think so, too.
And it's going to come down to Jared Goff's play.
And honestly, if it's not the Lions, it's the Seahawks. Look,
yeah.
Think we talked about it all last week. The Seahawks played so bad.
And they had a chance to
Sam
win.
Sam Darnold had four turnovers, and they missed a 61-yard field goal to win. That's also weird division stuff. Those guys know each other.
Yeah.
Mike McDonald was hired in Seattle for Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan. And it's coming to fruition. Boy, the West. I love it.
Who knew?
And Arizona sucks.
Yes.
Arizona sucks really bad.
Really bad.
Poor Gannon.
Mm.
Poor Jacoby. Jacoby was always like a likable backup, you know? Boy, dude. He's not Geno level, but he's just getting destroyed.
Yeah, well, it turns out offensive line, helpful.
Helpful in the NFL. All right, we come back. Closing Arguments is next. We'll call it a day and send you on your way. That's Danny. I'm Patrick. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.